as they reach a decision on whether the moratorium should be maintained. But what about other progress that we've made in recent years under the Obama administration, and most specifically today discussing marriage equality and protections for the LGBTQ community? And joining me to talk more about this is Seth Reines. He is a transgender male, author of the first book for transgender teens, Real Talk for Teens, Jumpstart Guide to Gender Transition and Beyond. And Seth, great to have you here on the Joe Show.
Well, Joe, it's great to be with you. I see you got a little snow out there.
Yeah, we did. It's kind of unusual. You know, we're right at sea level, and we've had very little snow in recent years. And all of a sudden now, we've had a colder winter, and we just hit some of these patterns with the moisture hitting the cold air coming down out of Canada, and we pay the price.
Believe me, you're getting our snow, and I'm glad you got it.
Where am I talking to you from today?
I'm out in New Jersey.
Okay, awesome. Well, you know, Seth, this is an issue that there are a lot of different communities and different groups of Americans who are concerned about how they might be treated by this administration. And I would suspect that one of those and one of the more vulnerable communities would be the LGBTQ community, and just with concerns. And Donald Trump has at times offered deference to her name is slipping my mind right offhand, but Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner. And, said she can come and use the bathroom, any bathroom she wants in the Trump Tower, those sorts of things. But the people he's surrounding himself with are kind of frightening.
Yeah, yes. I would tend to agree with that. there seems to be, a dichotomy. For me, I'm taking a wait and see attitude. I mean, it's hard because the community is certainly concerned.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are fearful. I hope that common sense will prevail. I certainly only listen to what he says and not what other people say, because Lord, today you can't even get a straight story out of anybody. There's just too much misinformation or over-exaggerated information or information that they think that's what's going to happen. And I know there are a lot of major organizations like the Human Rights Campaign, the Transgender Law Center, which is out in San Francisco, National Center for Transgender Equality. There's a lot of major organizations that have their ear to the ground that are, should we say, locked and loaded?
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to be prepared, obviously. And I know I was part of an amicus from the Transgender Law Defense, Transgender Legal Defense Education Fund. And they're going up against the Supreme Court, I believe, now it's March 28th. That's when they're supposed to bring up the topic again about the bathroom issues,
uh-huh.
The one that got stayed from Virginia, with, at this point, 8 judges. So I just saw that in the news today that they penciled it in on March 28th. So we shall see. I think we need education, actually.
Yeah.
And it's my generation, I think, that has more concerns with it than the younger generation. And I think that's because they've been exposed to the Internet and any type of information they could get. When back in the day, it was an encyclopedia or it was maybe a dusty book in the library. So a lot of misinformation, and there wasn't a lot of information written in books, actually, back then. So it was whatever your uncle's aunt's brother told you or something like that, because, again, news was on the radio or on TV, actually, twice a day for half an hour. It's a whole other world. So we go through siphoning. We have to figure out what really is the truth and what the people are trying to say is the truth.
Yeah, and with this bunch, like you say, it's impossible to know what the truth is. And I mean, with Donald Trump anyway, I mean, his positions shift like the wind, but with others in his inner circle,
right.
Now they've been very, very vocal and very staunch about their beliefs. And, Mike Pence, was
right. I know. Well, I know he caused that whole ruckus in Indiana, but then he backed off of it. But, it's hard to say. where we're going to go. I mean, to think that they may not, that they may turn things back is a possibility, as well as possibly going forward. I mean, in the world I'd like to believe in, that they'll let things lie and they'll just keep going forward. And that's what everybody else would like to believe, and that's why I think they're concerned with this type of presidency compared to what we had. But you have to just wait, because there's a lot of people that are running scared, and I lead a group for PFLAG, which is Parents and Friends of Lesbian and Gays, and that's what it was developed as 4 years ago, but it's now, you know, taken on inclusivity all across the board. And a lot of the parents and the kids, you know, especially the kids, you know, they're fearful. They're afraid, because here they're just starting to be able to transition. There are people that get it. They're getting on board. You know, if they choose to take hormones, that's what they do. Or if they choose to do surgery, that's what they do. Not everybody does it. I think one of the things that we have suggested to people who are transitioning or in that process now is to try and change their name, to try and get a passport, because we don't know where that's going to go. At least right now, before they really start to institute things, is to go out and be able to do that if you can, because every state is different. What the requirements are for a name change and B, a gender marker change. That could be Googled, you know, by each state. And we just try to keep people, you know, marching forward. That's what you have to do. You just have to keep marching forward. And when you come to that decision, that then we can talk about it and we can discuss, and there will probably be many organizations, you know, rallying to not allow a lot of these things happen, to not go back 40 years in time, more or less.
Yeah. We're talking with Seth Reines. He is a transgender male and author of a book for transgender teens. And are there states that that work against? How is that process? Like you say,
in New Jersey, believe it or not, we're one of the most liberal states. There are a few. And the HRC, HRC.org, has a map of all the states that have transgender rights and to what extent. And as far as work or domicile or you know, school or bathrooms or whatever it may be, they're pretty up to date with all that. They're up to date with clinics. But in Jersey, we have had 2006 or 7 the law against discrimination, which basically says in a public accommodation you can't discriminate against sexual orientation, gender identity, race, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And so we're not going to back down in the state. And in fact, that's what instigated Boy Scouts. The last couple weeks, if you've heard about that, there was a woman that came to me in November at a conference, and this was Chris, and she said to me, "This is what's going on with my son. What do you think we should do? You know, he started out being a Boy Scout, and he was part of the troop, and there was a problem, and we were up front with everything. And then all of a sudden, boom." And I just, you know, I told her, in our state, we have something called Garden State Equality. I told her to reach out to them. I told her to reach out to the ACLU. They were on it like, you know, flies on honey. And obviously the BSA, you know, put out a statement last Monday about that, which I think is great. I'm so happy to see that even though people are concerned about what may be, people are still going forward, still doing the right thing. And it's like, you know, business or life as usual, the way it should be. And it's nice to see that because you get such bad news. It's good to see some of the good stuff that people are still, you know, get it, that we're all human beings. We all have crosses to bear. And what's the big deal? You know, what is the big deal? Everybody's different. And that's actually what makes the world unique, right? Isn't it? Isn't
exactly. It? Yeah. And I think there is that. It seems to me that society has awakened to the reality. I mean, for a long time, it was, you know, transgendered people were maybe like thought of as a joke or, you know, what's wrong with them? And that kind of attitude toward folks who, you know, just didn't feel comfortable with the right sexuality that that they were either born with or whatever. And
Well, I think you know, we're used to two boxes, binary boxes, and if you don't fit in either one of them, we don't know what to do with society, which is wrong. But that's how it's been, and we're trying to change that. So it's bigger than one would imagine, trying to change people's views. And we also live in a world where, you know, first impression is what it is. To try to untrain people to say, hey, look past those things, because really what's important is what's inside. And everybody has something inside, regardless of how it shows on the outside, and their whole being is about what's internal. And most people never thought about gender identity. And I get it. I get it, because, you know, they'll wake up each morning, what clothes am I wearing, where am I going, whatever, but they never once question, you know, I'm not a man or I'm not a woman. But when you have that incongruence or that perseveration every day, it kind of gets in the way of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you may participate in things, attend school and go here and go there, there's no relief from it in your brain. And people feel like, well, how does this happen? Well, you know what? There's plenty of information now saying that it's basically developed between 18 months and 3 years of age. And that doesn't mean every three-year-old starts talking about it.
Uh-huh.
But that's when it's developed. There are kids as young as two or three or four that'll say, mommy, I'm a boy, or mommy, I'm a girl. And then you got to wonder at that age, where are they getting that information? It's got to come from within, right? They're certainly, I hope, not on YouTube and the internet yet. At that
right,
age.
Right.
And so now, at least for parents, they've heard about it, because you have to be under a rock in the last couple of years not to know about it. So at least they don't feel as desperate or like life is really, really daunting, you know, because they don't know what to do with it. They now have places to go, or at least they can look on the internet and go and say, look, this is what we're experiencing. Can you tell us, you know, like psychologists or social workers, therapists, whoever it may be, you know, where are we? What's that? What are we doing? And most of the time when they're young kids, they don't do anything. You know, they'll either cut their hair or grow their hair or just change the clothes. People don't think that they're going to rush a four-year-old to a doctor or an eight-year-old and start giving them hormones. It doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't work that way, because you have to be, you know, start to mature before they'll even think of either blocking your hormones that you're born with so that they don't take effect. And then eventually at some point in your teens, like 15 or 16, they give you the cross hormones.
Uh-huh.
Because really, you know, men and women are both born with testosterone and estrogen. And at a young age, if you were just change their hair and their clothes, you can't tell them apart. It's when puberty kicks in that one of the hormones, you know, is stronger and takes over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you get the characteristics that come along, whether it's, you know, for women or men, whichever characteristics actually, I would say, describe you physically, you know, in public, that you could tell, like, oh, you know, this woman has breasts, though. It must be a woman. And vice versa, a man has a beard or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But for the regular person that walks the street, especially male to female, this is what this is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thinks it's a man in the girl's bathroom.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not. We have laws against those kind of people.
Right, right.
The wrong bathroom.
Exactly.
These are people that, if they transition at 30, whatever, 25, once they've gone through male puberty, it's very difficult to surgically remove male puberty. It happens, but $250,000. You know, whether you're pulling hair by hair with electrolysis out of your beard or shaving the trachea, because once the voice lowers, that's pretty much something that's very difficult to undo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe loss of hair or whatever it may be with testosterone. So those people, I mean, I encourage people to just understand that the male to female, which is MTF, you know, they're at home, they're looking at YouTube, or maybe they've got a friend who's a girl that's trying to help them with the makeup or trying to help them with, you know, how they dress, or so that when they do walk out their house, which is a major step in women's clothes, you know,
identify. Yeah.
They want to blend, you know, they don't want somebody to be pointing at them, laughing and jeering. And if they have to go to the bathroom, they just want to go in and do what they have to do and come back. And actually, they're the ones that are at risk in the bathroom. It's not the rest of the population.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, that's the problem. We have to just try to get people to see that they've been going to these bathrooms for years. Now all of a sudden it's a problem when there hasn't been one incident.
Exactly. We're talking. We've got to take a quick break, Seth. I want to continue our discussion,
though.
Talking with Seth Reines. He is a transgender male and has written a book for teens, Real Talk for Teens, Jumpstart Guide to Gender Transition and Beyond. And we'll be back in just a moment here on The Joe Show here at AM 930, Progressive Talk, KBAI, also at 98.9 FM. Thanks for joining us here on The Joe Show here at AM 930, Progressive Talk, KBAI, also at 98.9 FM. Once again, be careful out there today. It's a slippery one out on the roadways. And even if you're walking, just be careful if you have to go out. And if you don't have to, it might be a good idea just to stay inside. Hey, curl up with a Joe Show. But we're talking with Seth Reines, this part of the program. He's a transgender male, author of the first book for transgender teens, Real Talk for Teens, Jumpstart Guide to Gender Transition and Beyond. And we'll talk about the potential for discrimination and for advancements we've made in recent years against discrimination against the LGBT community, marriage equality, another huge one. And of course, that remains under attack. I think, haven't we had, was it in the U.S. Congress, Seth, that there was already a bill that's been introduced that would allow for discrimination against against people based on religion and this.
The First Amendment, I think.
Yeah.
There. And where does it end if you allow one thing, right?
Yeah.
It just shouldn't be that way. People, you know, if they've got money and they want to pay you, I mean, do you want to run a business or not? You know, because word
right.
does get out if that's what you do. And you're going to lose business.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about maybe trying to change someone's religious belief or something like that, that's a different story. But when you're in the public business sector, I feel that you're going to just have a revolving door and close it and open it to whoever you want to come in. I mean, great. You know, I wish you a lot of luck financially in your business.
Yeah, really.
You know, and really for the amount of people that would come in, it's I understand it's up to the shop owners, but I just don't think it should be a law. We came to this country to separate church and state, and there be it.
Right, right. You know, and I mean, anti-discrimination laws. That's what they do. I mean, they dictate to public businesses, or, you know, businesses that are open to the public and other entities that you can't discriminate against someone. You know, it goes back to the sit-ins at the lunch counters and, these lunch
right.
counters that wouldn't serve Black Americans. And, you know, so they eventually put laws in place that said, yeah, you have to serve them. You have to serve everyone.
I mean, that's the right thing to do. And it's going to remain to be seen what happens going forward. And I know that there'll be a lot of upheaval, I would imagine, should they start to undo and unwind things that have already been put in place.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that they'll use their better judgment. That's the best I can hope for. I try to stay attuned to what goes on, but I also live my life and I further educate people, and I just keep going on the path that I've been going on for the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can do.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, like you say, we have to wait and see what happens, what actions are really taken. At the same time, I would say, you know, be vocal and speak out about to protect what we have now, you know, with marriage equality, and keep pressing some of these businesses. You know, we have one here in Washington State that has been a test issue for marriage equality since this flower
right.
shop.
I mean,
who
be a joke in the gay community against gay marriage. Don't marry a gay person. I mean, you know, I mean, everybody has the right. You know,
right.
when they're coming into our house and telling us what we can and can't do, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
The problem. Gay marriages get divorced, gay marriages break up just like everybody else.
Sure.
And, if people are willing, two consenting adults are willing to do that, that's their business.
Exactly.
That's the way I feel.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody, unfortunately, feels that way.
Yeah, exactly. And we have to make sure that those aren't the folks who get the upper hand and they've.
Right, right, exactly. And that's what I think, you know, was a very big, problem at the election. That was one of the core pieces of the election, even though there are much more important things going on than that. Not that that's not important, but I'm just saying on a larger scale. But that was certainly an issue. And, I heard it all the time in the community, everywhere I went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And like we said earlier, Trump, I think at one point when he was asked about marriage equality, for instance, he said, oh, that's decided. That's all put to bed, you know, by the Supreme Court ruling.
Right,
and,
exactly. And I've talked to some people that I just met this weekend, and that's exactly what they say. But we're noticing that certain things are happening that never happened before, so we just don't know. know, and I just caution people to just go live your life and try not to live in fear. It's the same fear that they had after 9/11. Try not to live in fear. Go live your life. And there are many, many, like I said, organizations that are up there. And, of course, they're going to reach out and want more help should they need it. But there are people that have their ears to the ground more so that we can go live our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and because that's ultimately that's what it's all about, is just people, human beings living their lives and you know, finding themselves and being comfortable with who they are. And everybody has every right in the world to do that. And
exactly, because it's not a dress rehearsal.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, there's no redos. And this is what I speak about to people, and I do a lot of diversity training in corporations and in colleges, even in schools. Mm-hmm. K-12 schools, because again, a lot of times it's the faculty that needs the education. They need to be the eyes and ears to kids, because kids get bullied.
Yeah,
and they get harassed, and you know that doesn't end in school. Everybody says that it does, but you know what? If you're the kind of person that's going to be picked on, you've got to learn to build resilience and to build your self-esteem, and as my mother would say, grow alligator skin. Because if it comes out in the future at a job or someplace else, you've got to learn how to respond to people, or totally not respond at all, but definitely not react. That's what they want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I teach that to kids in general for all life of everything, regardless of who you are and what you are.
Mm-hmm.
Life is going to knock you down constantly, and you've got to learn to get back up, no matter what, so to speak, cross you bear. That's the way life is. So I speak to that as well, especially with kids today.
Uh-huh. Well, let's go. I hope you have a few minutes left. I've got a caller here on the line that has a comment or question for you. We're speaking once again with Seth Reines. He is a transgender male and has written the first book for transgender teens. And let's go to our phone, 734-5697. And Kent in Bellingham, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hello, Joe. Hello, Sean. I just had to call on this. Some time ago, I worked with a transgender teenager in a social work capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And well, there sure was a lot of pain with this young individual and what they went through. So I just, you know, I question the priorities of people who have a real problem with people being transgendered. I mean, just the way I look at it is, get real. Don't we have enough, like, serious problems and challenges in the world without someone wanting to tell Peter and Paul what they can do with their lives? I mean, it's
Hear ye.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's that I don't understand the priority, and I know that's probably an individual thing, but it just seems bizarre to me. So that's all I wanted to say.
I appreciate your comment, and I thank you for the support that you've given. I think sometimes people just tend to contemplate their own navel, and they can't get out of what's important. After all, it's someone's child, and sometimes the hardest thing we have are the parents. I mean, the parents will kick these kids out of the house.
Yeah.
And I to your listeners, I want them to know that 43% the LGBT community is homeless.
Yeah, hey, Joe, I can't hear Sean at all. I'm going to hang up.
Thanks for your call, Ken.
Bye.
But, yeah, good point, but... 43% of what, Seth?
Of the LGBT community is homeless.
Wow.
Because they get kicked out.
Uh-huh.
And I believe it's up to about 40% of the trans community has attempted suicide.
Oh, boy.
And that's like over 2% national. I mean, the stats are just overwhelming. And furthermore, that's only from what they can gather, because, you know, there's a lot of people still who won't fill out the survey.
Uh-huh.
They're just starting to come in now. You know, the NCTE, you know, just released their survey, and GLSEN, which is the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, they just released a survey as well from 2015, so they accumulated the data and got it all, you know, transposed and written up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important. If you have a child, everybody wants to have a child that's got 10 fingers and 10 toes, and, you know, everything is perfect and fine, and, you know, born with a clean slate. But after all, at the end of the day, it's still your child. And whatever comes, what may, I'd like to believe that parents would support them, but it just doesn't work out that way sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'm lucky that in the support group, we do have parents that support their kids. However, we have kids there, you know, young adults whose parents, they couldn't get to come to a support meeting no matter what. They just don't want to discuss it. They They don't want to do anything. And now you have a child sort of hanging out there on their own and not having any support for anything. And it presents other issues as well along the way.
Yeah, I can only imagine. And well, Seth, good luck to and best to you in the work that you do. And Seth's book, once again, is the first book for transgender teens, Real Talk for Teens, Jumpstart Guide to Gender Transition and Beyond. And as I said, you're doing good work and spreading a good word. And we're there with you as well.
Well, thank you, Joe, and I hope we can chat soon. And, you know, be careful going home tonight.
yeah, really. Roads will be slippery. All right, you take care.
All righty, have a great afternoon.
Yep, you too.
Again.
Thank you.
So long.
Seth Reines once again here on The Joe Show. We'll take a quick break. And